Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Welcome back, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. We're kind of excited over here because supposedly, hopefully the news isn't blowing this out of proportion, because we get too excited over here in Tennessee when they say that it's supposed to really snow and like really get deep snow. So right now they're predicting that tomorrow we will get 2 to 4 inches of snow. We'll see if that'll happen, but my work office is closed for tomorrow, so we're kind of going to be pivoting. It looks like there could be quite a bit of snow this week, actually. So we'll see if that actually happens, but we're all kind of excited about it. Sometimes it definitely happens, obviously, in the mountains, but then those of us that live here in the valley, like, it's a dusting or something, and maybe just super icy. So I really do hope that it snows, because that would be really cool. That's like my one thing. I love everything about Tennessee. I love that we get four seasons. Like, spring is really green and flowery, and then summer's really green and hot, and you can do all the water activities, and then fall is beautiful colors, cooler weather, and then winter, the only hard part is it gets super cold here, but then it doesn't typically snow. So it's just super cold and icy with no like magic like snow, but it does every now and then snow once or twice every couple years or so. And so hopefully this is one of those years, but so we're excited for that. Today's topic, I'm going to call it tips for building new habits and getting results. And this topic I just kind of want to talk about because, as any of you who have been following this podcast or me on social media know, that I'm back to doing fitness competitions again this year. So my first regional show of this year is going to be March 30 in Orlando, Florida. Really shooting for my pro card this year. So I'm going to be doing a lot of different competitions and traveling to do that. And I'm working with one of the best coaches in the industry, Kim Odo. So I've got my nutrition plan and the workout plan and all of that stuff last week from him finally. And we had our second coaching call, kind of going over it. And then, of course, I, you know, got to go put it into play, and then I can let him know any other questions I've had along the way. So it's just been kind of fun to, it's been a long time since I've personally had a trainer. And so, which I love it. I love training periodically with other people that know more than I do, so I can continue to grow and expand as a trainer and apply those things to my clients, the new things that I learn. And so I'm back in the client seat again. And so getting this nutrition plan that's, you know, a different routine, and the workouts are different. They're longer than what I have been doing for the past several years. So there's some new habits that I'm having to build, right? I'm having to redo my schedule, which, as those of you guys who have been listening again know, I'm very particular about my schedule and I do structure it. And so I'm having to restructure it in order to get to the places I want to go. And I know that's the same case for so many of you. And again, so many of my clients, and that's one of the things that people always want to know about is like, what are some tips and tricks for building new habits so you can get the results you want? Because it is hard disrupting your usual groove, and we don't like it inside, right? But then you have to remember, like, why are you doing this? So it's like number one, like, why are you doing this? Keep that thing, that why, in the forefront of your mind, so that as you do have to, you know, disrupt yourself, get uncomfortable for a while until you get a new groove, that you are, you know, all about it, that you continue doing it anyways, that things aren't going to go according to plan. Things are not always going to be convenient, but you're going to do what you need to do anyways, because you've got goals, right? So the first tip that I have for you is, if you've got some new habits you're wanting to build to proceed to a certain goal in whatever area of life it is, have numerous visuals available for you of the plan. So if it's fitness related, like I've printed off the nutrition plan, I've printed off every workout that he's given me, I've printed off all of the supplements, and they're in the order I'm supposed to take them. So I've printed everything off. Then I've also saved those documents to my phone in a specific folder. So then if for some reason I don't have my documents, I've got my phone most of the time, so I can reference it on my phone. You know, there's different alerts I might put in my phone to remind me of, you know, to take a supplement that I'm not used to taking at a certain time of day, and I've got to remember. So you've got to kind of like have numerous things setting you up for success to remind you of these new habits, because they're not your usual. And so it is a switch up. And so it's very simply easy. It's not that you don't want the goal or want the thing, but we just forget. We get busy and sidetracked. And so then we're kind of scrounging around. So that's one thing I've found that has led me to success in the past. And I'm implementing it now in these first couple of weeks of starting to rebuild everything around, everything I'm doing around this goal, is to have visuals. So they're printed. I see them. I keep them with me all the time throughout the house. Like I know in the kitchen is where a lot of the rebuilding of these habits are having to be, like thinking ahead about, oh my, okay, so now I don't have protein shakes. Like he wants me to be eating actual meat for my protein for all the things. And so that makes me think, oh man, all these snacks that I have to have, he has me eating 6 times a day. Those are all food sources. Okay, so I have to think ahead. Man, if I've got to go on, you know, in the morning, I got to train people at certain times. Then I've got to go to dance class. One of those snacks is going to fall when I take Malia to dance class. And then I'm going to come back and I have another client. I have to think about these things. Like I can't cook between certain things. So I have to think how far ahead I need to cook and all of that. And so having these printed papers in the kitchen where I'm going to see them, where I can grab them instantly and look first thing in the morning before I do my morning thing, you know, and mid morning and all the stuff, it's there. And it's on my phone, because then there's multiple times that I won't have it with me. If I'm at my work, I've got a ton of patient paperwork on my desk and notes and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not going to bring the printed copy to work. So I'm going to have my phone to reference. What am I supposed to do right now? What am I supposed to take? What am I supposed to think about? And so I have that. So visuals, hard copy, phone, put it in your Google Calendar or whatever you use, set notifications. Like think about these things before your day one and just start thinking of all the ways that could help remind you of the new habits you're trying to build and when you're supposed to do them. And another example, besides that's obviously a fitness related example, but I was talking to my hairdresser the other day and she had a goal this year of reading through the Bible for the first time. And so she had specifically, instead of just grabbing the current Bible she had, because she knew that it was kind of harder to read and it was just the Bible, she bought a different Bible that was a little easier to read. And it actually had a map in the beginning. It already mapped it out for you how to do it. You know, January 1, read from this verse to this verse. January 2, read from this verse to this verse. It already had it all mapped out every single day about how much she needed to read. And by the end of the year, she would finish the Bible. That's creating a visual for yourself of your plan, having the map in front of you in hard copy so that you can then follow it and check the boxes. Because as busy as we all are, having just boxes to check and as much laid out as we can is helpful. Now, that doesn't mean everything's going to go according to plan, but having it already kind of organized and thought through a little bit is definitely going to help get you in the right direction. Same thing if it's a business goal. You know, you think about what is the specific goal at hand right now, and then you start making a checklist of what steps it might take. You won't know all the steps for sure, but what steps might it take to get there? Work your way backwards, you know, and then start implementing the steps. I would print that paper off, right? I'd print it off. I'd save it to my phone and same thing. And you could even go the extra mile of then mapping out your week. Okay, if these are the steps, what can I do this week to start checking off some of these steps? And then what am I going to do week two? What do I want to try to have done by the end of the month? You can really map out quite a bit, and that takes some intentionality, but I promise it's so worth it when you're trying to build habits, because as much as you can think about this ahead of time before your day one, you're going to feel a lot less scroungy and you're going to feel like you're having more wins. Now, you won't get it right all the time. I'll tell you, there's a meal I would miss or like a thing, you know, I know I'm not getting it exactly right, but I'm definitely trying and I'm on the way there. I have missed way less by being this, you know, intentional with my map and the printing and all that stuff than if I were to not do that. So the only things I've missed is like, yeah, if I just didn't get a meal in time or whatever. Or I forgot to have something made. And so I had a couple of the items, but not one. And so missed one item, whatever. So, but again, all of that's still reinforcing to myself of like, okay, So this is what happened where I fell short. It's because I didn't prepare enough food. And so then I'm starting to look at my calendar a little more and knowing where I'm going to be in the day so that I have enough chicken made and I have enough rice made and I have enough of all of this planned ahead for when I won't be at home to just cook the thing. So again, that's just some different examples of how to, number one tip, create numerous visuals and maps and outlines for your plan, notifications, alarms, whatever you need to remind you of the habit you're trying to change. Number two, this is huge. Go ahead and foresee what obstacles you think you might encounter so that you can then think about how you can combat those and set yourself up for success. So for me, with my fitness plan that I've got, like I said, the workouts are a lot longer than I have been doing for the past several years. And he told me they're supposed to last about 50 minutes, which I'm not sure how that there's a lot of exercises to do with a lot of different sets and slow tempos and rest breaks. And so I looked at my schedule and I'm like, okay, so I know in the beginning, especially as I get familiar with these workouts, maybe they will drop to 50 minutes. But I know in the beginning, as I'm figuring out what I've got and getting it set up and getting the whole rhythm of it, it's going to take me longer. So therefore I need to plan. I need to wake up a little earlier. I need to give myself some wiggle room so that I don't not get my whole workout in before my first morning client or before I have to go to my practitioner job or take Malia to school or whatever the thing is. So in the beginning, I'm going to know, okay, so time crunch might be a little bit of a thing in the beginning. So I'm going to plan ahead for that. I'm going to go ahead and give myself some cushion and wake up 30 minutes earlier, just so I have an extra 30 minutes just in case. And, you know, another thing I knew might happen at the end of the day. Oh my goodness. Okay. Wonder on YouTube. There was just this, like, big thumbs up bubble that popped up on my video screen. I'm curious if that'll be on the playback, but anyways, sorry, that was a distraction. Just this huge thumbs up bubble popped up on my screen. And there it is again. I don't know what's going on. Okay, well, we'll figure that out for next time. So that another thing I kind of foresaw as like maybe being difficult for me is this final meal of the day. Because again, six meals, and depending on my clients in the evening or just stuff that can happen, is dinner usually for us might be at like 6 or 7. But sometimes if I have clients later or just something like that happens and maybe it's not till 8, he wants me to eat about every 2.5 to 3.5 hours. Well, we're usually to bed by 9 or 9:30. So I was trying to figure out how I would get in that final meal, because if I just had dinner an hour before, that's under the amount of time he wanted me to do it in. So trying, but yet, you know, with the flow of my day and everything, every other meal was a good 2.5 hours apart, which was perfect. So the end of the day was just kind of I foresaw as potentially a problem. So then that gets into, not only was I thinking ahead, like with the workouts and to wake up, but so then I thought ahead, I'm like, I know and can see just some areas where I might have questions. So that leads me to number three, which is ask the freaking questions, people. Like, especially if you have a health goal and you have hired somebody to help you with that health goal, I will tell you, my clients, whether they're in person or online, the ones who ask me the most questions get the best results. And that doesn't mean they're the least experienced people. People that are very experienced will still ask me a ton of questions, and they're the ones who get the best results. So from the more advanced clients to the beginners, the people who ask the freaking questions get the answers they need to build the habits and get the results. That is the bottom line. So whatever it is, like ask. So if it's you know, a health or fitness goal, ask somebody, whether you're training with somebody or you know somebody, ask mentors, ask people who've been there and done the thing and built the habit or the thing you're looking to do, and ask them your questions that's coming up, right? Because you're going to save yourself so much time and frustration and have your wins more quickly. So I could see some of these like potential roadblocks that I was going to have. And so I feel bad because I know he's so busy. He's, you know, one of the best in the world. And so, but I was like, you know, obviously he'll get back to me when he can. And he wants me, I know as a trainer myself, I know he wants me to ask him the questions. So I have him like, hey, if I get in a time crunch with these workouts, is it okay to superset the last several exercises in order to finish on time? Or do you want me to take shorter rest breaks? Or how do you want me to do it to still get the results you want? But if I do happen to end up in a time crunch, I am going to try to plan ahead and give myself plenty of time. But if that happens, because sometimes I know it will, just life will happen, what do you want me to do? And he gave me the answer. He told me what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to shorten the rest breaks. He told me which exercises I could superset and which he did not want me to. And so I got the answer. So now I know if I run into that problem, I know my solution. And then I'm already ahead of time going to try to give myself cushion just in case. But if life happens, then I know what he wants me to do and I'll get the result that he's looking for. And same thing with the last meal of the day. I asked him like, hey, so if just from morning to this point, if everything's landed a good 2.5 hours apart, but then it comes to this last meal, we normally are going to bed. Do you want me to like try to stay up an extra hour and a half to have this last meal? Or do you want me just to close it out with the dinner meal? And if you want me just to have one of the two, is it better to have what you've written for dinner or to eat what I was supposed to eat for meal six? You know? And so then he told me like what he wanted me to do. And so then I know like on the days that that happens, then this is what he wants me to do. This is the meal he wants me to have. And we're good to go. I'm following the plan. So again, ask the freaking questions, because you will guess all day long and chase your tail so much longer than if you were to ask the question, especially if you are paying someone to coach you to your goal, coach you through the new habits you're supposed to build. Like, they are there for that and they want you to get the results. It's more frustrating on their end to not be seeing the results they want and wondering what the heck's going on. And it's because you didn't ask a certain question and you made your own changes. You guessed and made your own adjustments and it wasn't the right one. And so you weren't getting where you were supposed to go. So ask the questions, people. Get mentorship. Ask people who've done it before. Get references for who can help you. People want to help. So that's a huge one for me. And then lastly, let the other people in your life who you live with or who you're close to or that you see and work with on the day to day that it matters, that you have these goals or that you're trying to change these certain habits in your life. Let them know, because them having awareness of what you're aiming to do, what change you're wanting to make in your life and why, now they can be an ally instead of a resistance force. Because if you're trying to hit some new health goal and your family and your husband and your kids or whoever around you has no idea, then when you change on a dime your habits, you start cooking different food or you start making different choices or you're waking up earlier than you used to or whatever it may be, it is attached to those people, right? So especially people you live with, you making a change can be a good change, but it also does affect the lives of other people. And so it's important. You're not asking permission, but you're also inviting them into your journey and creating empathy. And empathy really elevates teamwork and camaraderie and encouragement, and people want to be on the same team. And then you can together look at, especially like again within your home with your spouse, whoever, look at some of the potential things you might run into and how can we work through this. I know I told you guys on a couple episodes ago, like my husband and I had to figure out the whole I got to wake up early in the morning thing to do my cardio and workout, because that's really when I can ensure it gets done. But me getting up early sometimes means our 2-year-old wakes up super early because she wants one of us to be with her. So how are we going to work that out so that Kellen's not up at 4:30 in the morning when he needs rest, but Sailor gets up because now I've left the bed, right? So we've had to navigate these things, but he knows what I'm looking to do. He knows why I want to do it. He's in support of it. And so then we work together to create a new family plan and layout of how we're going to do this. And so you set yourself up for much better success when you can let people that are part of your life's cycle and schedule in on what you're wanting to do, and especially why you're wanting to do it, because they will want to cheerlead you on if they really know why. And, you know, again, especially, you know, open up a little bit. Again, you don't have to tell everybody your whole life story, you know, and everything. But I mean, obviously the people you live with should know some of that, but you know what I'm saying? Like your coworkers and whatever, but as much as you're willing to share, again, it's going to be more relatable and they'll be more like, oh wow, I didn't know that you were pre-diabetic and that it's super important for you to not, you know, to turn this around now. I didn't know you had high cholesterol, yet you're nervous to take the cholesterol medication because of the side effects that you've read. And so you want to do this, you know, through health and fitness choices, through working out and your nutrition and shifting these things, like, you know, or maybe you've struggled with kind of eating disorders or disordered eating and you've got kids and you want to nip this in the bud now because you don't want this to pass on. You know, obviously whatever depth you want to share, that's just using a fitness example, but that lets people into, okay, so she's not just trying to be aesthetic, which you guys also know my opinion on that. I feel like aesthetics is a fine goal because it's self-confidence, which will, you know, catapult you forward in so many other areas of your life. But again, for other people to relate to, like, oh, she's waking up earlier and it's disturbing me. They're going to have a whole different mindset to that if it's like, oh, wow, she has this goal because of XYZ reason. I understand. And that is really valuable. And I can understand that. And so I'm going to, you know, sacrifice a little on my end and support. And you kind of try to help each other win. So it's really important to let people in on your goals, the habits you're trying to make, the changes you want, so they can try to support you in that. And also, again, just using the fitness example, health, because I know the brand new year, that is one of the big goals, is like amplifying your health, whatever that looks like to you. And it's helpful for people to know what your goals are versus theirs, because two people can have, can eat totally different things and get different results. Like, you know, my husband can eat so many more different things than I can eat and look the way that he wants to look. And people want to look different ways and have different health goals within the same home. And so when you know what each other's goals are and what you need to do to get there, then you're also not pressuring somebody else to like do what you're doing, because that's going to mess them up, you know? So he's not pressuring me to have Oreos or pressuring me to eat what he's eating, because I have a different goal than he has. And so again, we're on the same page. So he's not going to try to tempt me, whether on purpose or on accident, to do things that don't align with my goal, because he wants me to win. He wants me to achieve my goal. And so again, that's just another example of why it's important to share what's on your heart and why you're trying to change these habits. Because when people understand that, they'll not be a stumbling block for you, but try to be a stepping stone. So hopefully those different tips can help you towards building whatever new habits you want this year and getting the results that you want. Those are things that I have implemented in the past, and I am doing them again now with a whole fresh new eye. And it's been kind of fun and rejuvenating to be back in the thick of completely changing up my habits around everything again right now. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever done fitness competitions having two children as well. Before it was just, you know, myself, and then my husband and I got married, but still it's just you guys. You can do whatever you want, you know, like do whatever you want. And so now it's a lot different having more pieces of the puzzle to coordinate and to harmonize to make sure everybody's good. And so it's been interesting to kind of just see what new tips and tricks I've figured out for myself. And these were just some that as I was going through these first couple weeks of like trying to get in this new groove, some things I ran into and thought you guys might want to hear just to relate to and be like, oh, well, okay, so she feels that way too. Okay, she runs that too. And maybe I'll try that or whatever. So hopefully any of this can help you guys. I hope you are having a great, had a great weekend. I hope you stay safe this week. It's, I think, an Arctic blast like everywhere. Some of my friends who live in Temecula, California, where I was out there in school, like it's in the 30s out in California, which is unheard of. So like there's some Arctic blast coming for all of us. And so stay safe, stay warm. Hope you guys have a great week, and I'll catch you on the next one. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.